Judges ground another entire deportation flight for illegal migrants. By Jack Montgomery on September 19, 2020. Judges had blocked another entire deportation flight of illegal migrants, agreeing with lawyers that the first world EU member state Spain could not be trusted to treat them as lavishly as Britain. Illegal migrants have been reaching England in increasingly large numbers via small boats in recent months, with the UK border force turning back none of those it intercepts in British waters and the French authorities turning back only a small minority of those detected in French waters. Virtually none will have any right to asylum in Britain, given they are travelling to it from an advanced and wealthy democracy where they face no war-related deprivations or state persecution, but only a negligible proportion have been subject to deportation orders under the EU's Byzantine asylum laws, which still hold sway in the country despite Brexit under the terms of the ongoing transition period. These generally require EU member states, and Britain, which deem migrants' asylum claims to be bogus, to return them not to the last safe country they passed through, typically France, in Britain's case, but to the first EU member state they entered, which often cannot be determined. Most recently, the Home Office had managed to schedule a return flight for up to just 20 illegal migrants previously logged in Spain. But Judge Sir Duncan Ousley has now blocked this, after lawyers complained a previous small batch of deportees to the Mediterranean country had not been given provided with free accommodation and health care immediately, leaving them at risk of indefinite street homelessness. The Home Office told the court that it had received assurances from Spain that migrants on the planned deportation flight would receive care. But the judge blocked their removal anyway, so that a hearing could be arranged to investigate reception arrangements for asylum seekers sent to Spain from the UK in more detail, according to the left-wing Guardian. "We are bitterly disappointed with the court's ruling, which has prevented us from returning people who have no right to be here," said Home Secretary Priti Patel, although, as ever, she went no further than that, and gave no indication that the Johnson administration would be using its substantial parliamentary majority to change the laws judges have been using to block deportations. "This case has not abated our determination. And we have more deportation flights planned in the coming weeks and months," she added, perhaps unconvincingly, considering how tiny the percentage of illegal aliens ever scheduled for deportation is, and how successful lawyers have been at getting the courts to prevent even their removal. Breitbart previously reported that lawyers had successfully sprung every single migrant on a planned return flight from deportation on various pretexts. In August and in February, judges blocked the return of most migrants on a planned deportation flight to Jamaica for convicted criminals, including a killer and a rapist. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.